Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 61? Psalms, chapter 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the world, the earth, will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter to me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the coverts of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Thank you for his word. Let us now give thanks to our God. Let's start prayer. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name that you are our master, redeemer, fortress, our strong power. We thank you, Lord, for all your faithfulness, your kindness, your grace, your blood shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the Holy Spirit to send us, to guide and to teach us, O God, for the strength and provision to go our life to serve you, for the protections, O God, for your word to remind us always to repent and commit once again our lives to you, according to your word, O God, and plan. We thank you, Lord, for all the whole week that you enable us to achieve. And once again, we are here, O God, in your dwelling place, in one accord to praise you, to celebrate, O God, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for all unending love, O God, to show us to fulfill your will upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the discipline to make us pure and holy. And thank you, Lord, for the faith, the sadness for not obeying your word, to vote us back unto your presence. Thank you, O God, for the blessings, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, O God. Let us now confess our sins to God, and let us renounce our wrongdoings, for all the worldliness, lust of flesh, lust of eyes, anxiety, doubt, stubbornness, pride, arrogance, anger, laziness, self-righteousness, unfaithfulness, unwillingness to suffer, lack of fruit of the Holy Spirit, murmuring. We rebuke all these sins in the name of Jesus. For he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us all from all unrighteousness. Lord, you hear us, your people. Forgive us our sins, O God, for all the transgressions that be done, O God, unto you, Lord. We commit once again our life to serve you, Lord. Purify our hearts, O Lord God. Cleanse us, O God. Hear our prayers, O Lord, that we stow upon this morning unto your presence, O God. That we may give, O God, adorations and praises unto your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our families, for all the husband, the wives, the children, and our siblings. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all our families, O God, of your church to continue to willingly, O God, to abide and to suffer for your name's sake, O God. Continue to bless them, Lord. Protect them, O God. Provide all their needs, Lord, that you enable, O God, to continue, O God, to be a good example to the people around them, how to live in righteousness and holiness, O God. We pray, Lord, give them, O God, boldness to speak the truth of your word and to continue, Lord, to abide the laws of yours and statutes that's written in the scriptures, O God. We pray for all the husbands, give them, O God, diligence, O God, and strength to continue to lead his family in the way of yours. We pray, O God, that you enable them to stand firm the truth of your word, to continue to lead their family in the ways of yours. We pray to continue to pride, to provide and give them a stable job, to provide all the needs of his family, so God. We pray for the wives, give them good health, strength, and submissive spirit to help their husband in the ways of yours, to implement to their children how to fear, how to walk in righteousness and holiness, how to fulfill the covenant unto you, how to be a good parents, O God, to implement the discipline, O God, and one accord, to have unity, to do their task, O God, over their children, O God. We pray for the children, give them, O God, the flesh, O God, of fear, to fear you, Lord, to always abide and be diligent in their studies, in this household chores, to help their parents, help them, Lord, to grow and mature in their faith and their lives, O God, being a good servant and being good followers of yours, to be used for your glory in the future and they serve you, O God. We pray, Lord, even for our parents, give them always good health and strength. We thank you for their life, O God, that enable, O Lord, to teach us the truth of your word. Continue to give them good health and strength, O God, that enable, O God, to stand firm the truth of your word, to continue to teach us your ways. We pray, O God, even for our siblings. We pray for their protections, for their commitment, their lives to serve you, to honor you, to praise you, O God. We pray, Lord, for their salvations, O God. We ask you, O God, to hear our prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we thank you for the jobs that you've given to your people. Thank you for the strength to sustain us. Thank you to bless the work of our hands. Thank you for all the provision that you bestow upon us, O God. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless our company, that more projects, clients, in offices, hospitals, fields that the people is working with. We pray, Lord, for our boss to know you, Lord God, for our submitting to them, and for our good example, O God, to our colleagues. Lord, we pray that enable us to preach your gospel to our good example to them. Open our mouths to speak the truth of your word to them, not to compromise, but stand firm the truth of your word. And help us, Lord, by preaching your word, give us, Lord, humble heart and meek spirit, O God, to speak to them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for ourselves. Let us now ask God for our petitions, our supplication to Him. Let us now pray for our brethren in Christ, who are in need of provision, healingness, deliverance, and anointing of God. Lord, we ask, O God, for your guidance, protections, and provision and strength for our brethren, O God, in Christ, all over the world, Lord. You know what they are passing through in their lives, O God. Sustain them, O God. Always give them good health and strength, O God. Give them wisdom how to give them wisdom, O God, how to know, O God, to pass through in their lives, O God. Sustain them, O God. Help them, O Lord, to walk, O God, in their lives according to your will and plan that you had for them. Increase their faith, O God, and understanding in every situation that they are in their life. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, and colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all these people that we are reaching. O God, we pray for your divine intervention in their life, the people near to us, O God, and help them, O Lord, to know you, O God, by the word that we've given to them, O God. Open their eyes, O God, and their hearts to know you, O God. We pray, God, for their salvation. We pray, Lord, to answer their prayers according to your will, for they will encounter you in their life. Lord, we pray to continue to prove your word upon them, O God, that you are a true God, O Lord, that we've been worshiping in spirit and truth. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, to ask God to continue to flow His blessing and peace, and for the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Sri Lanka, Sierra Leone, Armenia, America, Philippines, Malawi, India, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, that God have favor upon this church to give us logistic needs, offices, documentation needed. Lord, thank you, O God, for all your churches which you build, O God, in this place. Thank you, O Lord, for continue to be with him, his, this place, O God. We pray, Lord, to continue to protect your church. Always bestow upon us, Lord, your grace and provision and peace in this country. For also be blessed, O God, and continue to serve you here in this place. We pray, O God, for other countries, O Lord, of your church, continue to protect them, provide all the needs, have their favor, Lord, to meet all our needs of your church by offices, O God, documentation needed, and logistic needs that we need in our service, that we need in serving you. We pray, O God, that you continue to bless your church, that many people will be converted to faith, and will accept you, Lord Jesus, in their life, and give boldness, O God, and anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your church to preach your word boldly to the people and stand the truth of your word, O God. We pray not that your church will not compromise, O God, but we stand, O God, the truth of your word. Help your church, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow and all the ministers of the church. Lord, we pray to bless all the ministers of the church banking, church school, church clinic, farming website, more translation ministry in every country, Lord, of languages, that they may people know more of your word, to know more of your word, for effective Bible studies and congregation to be planted in every places, O God, that yet been reached by your word. We pray, Lord, O God, lead us, O God, to the people to receive the water baptism, O God, and more, Lord, filled of the Holy Spirit to all of your workers, O God, to know the truth, to continue to serve you wholeheartedly, O God. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bestow upon us, Lord, the spiritual gifts that we need, O God. We pray for all the pastors, leaders, members, workers of your church to continue to abide, O God, and be effective servants of yours. Lord, go before us, O God. Make a way, Lord, that every evangelism that we make, O God, have fruit that you desire in the lives of your church. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the service today. Let the Holy Spirit fill us once again. Lord, bless our service today, O God. We pray, Lord, to be with us in our prayers, in our songs, O God, in our praising unto you. Anoint our lips, O God, to give thanks and praises unto your name. Even our giving, Lord, we pray to bless our tithes and offering, O God. For our recording, Lord, bless us, Lord, and for your word, O God. Anoint, O God, of all your servants to speak the truth of your word. We pray, Lord, to bless us. May your name be glorified in our midst. All adoration and praise unto you. This all we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and praise the Lord by singing.
Yeah. Lord God, to listen, to honor, and to adore you, Lord God. Oh, my soul, be still in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you have called us as one family to worship you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have placed above us, O Lord, friends that we can call when we are in need, O Lord God. People who lead us, O Lord, in spiritual leading, O Lord God. People who can advise us, O Lord God, of your word. Let it be, O Lord God, that you will continue, O Lord God, to be in one accord as a family, calling one another when we are in need, praying for each other, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, above all, that we can call directly upon you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Friends in higher places, the Lord has given us. Amen. Sisters, O Lord God, our friends, our church leaders, O Lord, that who can pray for us, O Lord, and give us your word. Thank you once more, O Lord God, for friends whom you have placed in the high places. Thank you, O Lord God, as we come to you, O Lord God, we come to worship you, we come to honor you, O Lord. We love to worship you alone, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you. us, O Lord God, from glory to glory, O Lord. Lesser and lesser of us, O Lord, and more of you. Thank you, Father God. O Lord, once more, Father God, truly we thank you that you have called us, even by a name, O Lord God. You called us by our name, O Lord, to come to you, O Lord. Thank you once more. You've been our light. You've been our the salt, O Lord God. You've been, O Lord, the power, O Lord, that is always in us. Thank you, O Lord God. Make our light shine. Make our life shine. Make, O Lord, your word continue to shine in our lives.
Collect our tithes in offering and first fruit unto God. Kindly open our Bibles in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer of your life for your sake, and I shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings, provisions, O God, and strength that you bestow upon your people. Thank you, Lord, for the works of our hands, O God, to bless us, O God. And Lord, we pray for this tithes and offering and first fruit of our brethren, O God. Bless, O God, and continue to bless them. Open the windows of heaven upon them, O God, and rebuke the devourer in their lives, O God. Make a way, Lord, that continue, Lord, to bless us, O God, in physical and spiritual healing that comes from you, Lord. Lord, we pray, O God, that this money, O God, will help to reach the lost, O God, and poor and help the poor, the needy, O God. We thank you, Lord, we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And let's see Psalm 61. We continue today to speak about the fear of God and to keep your vow and fulfill your vow to God. And you know, Christianity is a life of commitment. And Christ say, why you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not do what I say. And you know, we need to commit ourselves to God, to His Word, and to do the things that God wants us to do. And that is what it means, life in Christ. And we have responsibility and we have commitment. We have to do it well. You know, King David in Psalm 61, you know, he was in a trouble and trials, and we can read, as we read from verse 1 to 4, he was crying to God, he was praying to God, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of thy wings. So he was crying to God, and he was praying to the Lord. And he want God to relieve him. God want him. He wanted from God to help him in his life from the trouble that he was in. And if we will read verse 5, you say, for thou, O God, has heard my vows. You know, here in the middle of a prayer, he's saying to God, Lord, you have heard my vows. He understood that. Coming to God, it is also commitment and obligation that he needs to do. So he's coming to God in a prayer, and he told me, you have heard my vows. So vows is that I will do to you, Lord, not that you will do to me. And you know, part of our prayers is bowing to God, committing ourselves to God. That is not in the vocabulary of the Christian nowadays. They want only to get. But the time to give back, and he say in the same verse, he say, thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. What is the heritage of those who fear the name of God? It's the eternal life. That's what he say. That's the heritage, that we have eternal life. The heritage of those who fear God is the eternal life. And that means that when we walk in the fear of God, and the manifestation here of the fear of God is that we will need to do what God wants us to do. We need to fulfill our obligation. That is our vow when we say, Lord, Lord. That is it. And in verse 6, thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He start to claim that he will have a long life and he shall abide before God forever. He proclaiming that he will be in God's presence. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. He claimed that he will enjoy God's love and God's care and God's provision. And let's read verse, the last verse. He say, so will I sing your praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows, that I will, what I have commanded myself I need to do to God. That's what he's saying, David, here. And that is what God wants us to do as a Christian. There's a time, so David understood that not only he cried to God and received, but he needed to give back to God what is ought for him to give. And that is where the struggles of the Christians, that they want to receive, but time that God relieve them, God is blessing them, they will withhold. That's it, the trick. In Psalm 65, David said that I will perform my vows, that daily I might perform my vows. So that is really that's what the commitment is all about. Daily. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, is Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Wow. O thou hast, here's my prayer unto thee, that all flesh come. So here he spoke about that, that you hear my prayer, and he said that to you, O Lord, all the vows to be performed. Again, speaking about the commitment to God. Prayer, part of our prayer is vowing to God. You commit yourself to God. You know, the trials that you pass in, the difficulties, the hardship, make it a point that is where you are. You need to commit yourself to God. Use it as a way to draw near to God. Allow the trial through that you will be humbling yourself and start to fear God. And commit yourself to the Lord. That is one of the important aspects as a Christian, is commitment. Keeping your vows, keeping your commitment. And you know that the Bible is very good study, and from it we learn how to fear God. I'm going to speak today about Jacob. Jacob, in a day that he flee from his brother, he was in trouble, he has nothing with him, and he flee away from his brother. And let's read Book of Genesis 28. Book of Genesis 28. He was afraid, he was trembling. That trial humbled him, and that trial make a way that God will speak to him. Book of Genesis 28, and let's read it from verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. He was very tired, exhausted, and he has no bed to sleep, no place. So you get one of the stones, and that stone was become his pillow and sleep. And that was the time that God introduced himself to him. And he dreamed, and behold, the ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, here the Lord revealed himself to him and revealed his promises. And said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. So here God introduced himself to him as the true God of his father, of his fathers. He told him, the land, this is the promise, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. You know, he told him that the place that you are sleeping, he said, I'll give it to you. Jacob has no even pillow. He has nothing in that place. And he told him, this one I will give it to you. This place, not only give it to you, I'll give it to you, to your descendants, to your children, after you. He's going to bless his children also. Verse 14, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. He promised him multiplication to his seed. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Then you will spread, you will be multiplied, and you will be increasing. And not only this, that only that also through you all the families of the earth will be blessed through your life. And behold, I am with thee. He told him, I am with you to protect you, to provide for you. See what a wonderful promise is, right? This is where God revealed himself. And will keep thee in all the place whither thou goest, which I will protect you wherever you will go, and will bring thee again into this land. You see, I will take you back in this land. I will bring you back to this land. He will give him back to this land, and he will give this land to him. And he has nothing in this. He has not even pillow to sleep his mind. But this is what God promised him. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. You see, I will not leave you until I am going to do all what I have promise you, I'm going to do it to you. I'm not with you. In verse 16, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep. He was shaking, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He came to know that God was in this place. And he was afraid. You know, sometimes when you have difficulties and hardship, you see, God is not here. God is really here. And that's the time that you draw near to God, commit yourself to Him. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep, and he says, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. You know, the trial that he was passing, make him humble, and he make him afraid of what's going on in his life. He was afraid. He realized this is where God is there. And he said, this is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. He comes to know that this is where the house of God, and this is where the heaven, the gate of heaven is there. And verse 18, when he rose up, you know, that was the first response of Jacob, that he realized that God is there in this place. And in the trial that you are in now, just believe that God is in this place. And He is really after you. And this is the house of God, he said. And when he rose up in verse 18, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it out for a pillar and pour oil upon the top of it. He took the stone that he put under him as a pillows. He get it and he put fire all of it, and he make a vows to God, a commitment. And he called the name of that place Bethel. We call it Bethel, the house of God or the church of God, the household of faith. But the name of that city was called Luz at that first. Verse 20, and Jacob vowed. He make a vow, he make a commitment here. He say, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. He makes a vow very clear that he made a commitment that the Lord will be his God, that the Lord will be the Lord over his life, that I will not do what I want, I will do what God wants me and what God leads me to do. That is the commitment. That's the Lord. The Lord will be my God. Okay? The Lord shall be my God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. That's his commitment to the house of God. That's the church. Commitment to the church. And the third commitment, you know, that is what we need to do. We need to commit ourselves that God will lead us. God will be the Lord, not us. And commitment to serve God and be part of his church and do what is required. And the third commitment that he committed, that he will give his tithe. That's where that the work of God will continue, and that's where the blessing of God to continue in his life. That was the vow that Jacob done when he was passing through a hard time in his life. And we know very well that the Lord, after that, had blessed Jacob well. And God had given him children, God had given him flocks, he had given him maidservants and manservants, and God also rescued him from Laban, who wanted to harm him. And also when he come back, on the way that he come back, he rescued him from his brother Esau, that he came out after him to revenge. God also rescued him from that. And now is the time that Jacob should fulfill his vow to God. Because all that he asked God, God did it to him. Let's read what Jacob did. Let's read book of Genesis 33. And verse 17. Genesis 33, verse 16. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built him an house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalim, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field, where he has separated his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. Now here, Jacob did not go to Bethel and fulfill his vow. Instead, he chose to be here. Now the question, why Jacob did that? It is, my opinion, it is complacency. And now after God had blessed him, he does not want to pay his vow back to God. And he has money, and he uses money to buy a land in Shechem. Let me tell you, all those who left the church, the disciples and the families, all of them, they left the church when they are well-to-do. They left it because they don't want to pay back their vows and what they had committed themselves to. And also, they left because they want to do their own. They have certain things to do, and they want to do their own. You may ask, it is what Jacob, what he did, it is not correct. Why his service there is not acceptable? The lifestyle in Shechem, listen to this, the lifestyle in Shechem is different than the lifestyle that God wants him to live. The lifestyle, if you read Genesis chapter 34, you will find, because he wavered his commitment, his daughter was raped. And his two sons, that's what had happened. And his two sons, Simeon and Levi, they put to the sword the whole city of Shechem, and they were after that Jacob and the whole family were in a bigger trouble because of whom? Because it's the fault of Jacob who wavered his commitment, and he did not fulfill what God had asked him to do. And what he had committed himself about. Many Christians nowadays, many families are affected because of the breaking of the commitment with God, with His church, with the command of Titan. Now you may ask, the vow that Jacob did, it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago since Jacob made this vow at Bethel. And now after 20 years he came back. You may say that Jacob has forgotten all what he vowed and he's not accountable. Correct? That is what come to our mind, you know. But let's read Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. That's when David say, that he will fulfill daily his vows. Genesis chapter 31, when God spoke to him to go back. Let's read. And he heard, we'll read from verse 1 to 13, and he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's had be he gotten all his glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy father and to thy kindreds, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. So he went to go. And said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath being with me, and ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffer him not to hurt me. If he says thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled, and if he says thus, the ring strength shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring strength. So he's got to bless him much. Thus God hath taken away all the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lift up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and beheld, the rams which leap upon the cattle were rings strength, speckled and wrist and grizzled. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. That is after 20 years. And he said, lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which live upon the cattle are ring straight, speckled and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban does unto thee. I am the God of Bethel. Amen. He told him, I am the God of Bethel, where, not God of Shechem, yeah? God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me, now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Amen. Now it's very clear, he told him, I am the God of Bethel. So when he went to Shechem, why he did it? Complacency. Does not want to pay his vow to God. And that is the reason why those who caused division and took people out from the church after them, that is the reason. They are well-to-do. But I assure you, as has happened to Jacob, will happen to them overnight. God is loving and God is faithful, and He will deal with His people to bring them back to the right direction of life. Jacob was in trouble when he went to Shechem. If you read Genesis 34, you see that the trouble that he was in. And Genesis 35. After that, the problem came on him. Let's read. Then you will understand why he need to leave Shechem. Because he was living his own worldly life, worldliness. They are serving God, but worldly way. My birthday and my boyfriend and my Canadian passport. This thing does not work here in the Church of God. I'm telling the truth. And etc. You cannot. Genesis 35. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel. He gave him now remove. And dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appear unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And don't go back. Then Jacob said unto his household and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments. Oh, now idols they have. They have idols. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods, the idols, which were in their hand, and all their earrings, bondages. They were in bondage. Which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem. And their journey and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Finally, he brought him back to Bethel. How long Jacob stay in Shechem? How long he stay in Shechem? He stay around 9 to 10 years. 9 to 10 years he is wavering his commitment, complacent, but God is faithful. Overnight he brought him out. You see, God will be after you. And God will be, listen to me, not only this, I'm speaking to all, wherever the message will reach, to all backsliders, to those who cause division, to those who are wayward. Listen, overnight God will take you from all what you are doing sin and will bring you back. Jacob, 10 years in Shechem. Lot, you know Lot? How many years he stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah, in Sodom? Over 20 years, and overnight, God took him out. And Noemi, we know what happened to her family. After 10 years, God also took her out, because God is loving, God is faithful. And God wants you to commit your life and keep your commitment and keep your service unto Him. Let's all stand. That's the message for us today. Simple, I'll just simplify it to you. When you pray to God, keep your vows also. Commitment. Keep your commitment to God. In the book of Ecclesiastes, where you are standing, I will read it to you what he say in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. And verse 4 and 5, he say, when thou bowest a vow unto God. But all of us, we vow, right? Because we say, Lord, Lord. Yeah? He say, why you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I say? He say, when you vow unto God, deter not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that this was an error. Wherefore God, see here, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of the enemies? You know what Jacob did with that wavering of commitment? He destroyed the work of his hands. And I'm telling you, sooner or later, you will see those who left the way, they will be destroyed by the work of their hands, because they have moved away from God, His promises, from His church, from their commitment, and from their vows. The solution is in our hands today to keep our commitment. The worship in Shechem is not acceptable. Worldliness cannot be go the Christian way that God wants us to walk after Christ. Let's repent. Let's repent. Commit your life to God. Commitment, like the commitment of Jacob. Lord, you are the Lord over my life. I will not do anything but you will tell me I will do. I commit to your church and the ministry to serve you. Come to God and repent us. Thank you. Lord, thank you for your word. Continue to convict your people, those who are here, and other congregations, those who are far. To everyone the message will reach. Convict them to fear you, Lord, to repent of their sin. To repent of causing havoc, divisions, waywardness, unworldliness in mission and service. I pray, O God, you watch over your word, fulfill it. Prove your word, O God, as you prove it to Jacob and Lot and Noemi. Prove your word, O God. Restore your people, O God, back to you to save you in the manner that you want them. O God, take your word and spread it, O God. Let reach whoever in need to hear this word of yours. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, that you have with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
God bless you.